What, me? No, the fridge is broken. I'm talking to the peas. Do you realize what time it is? Where have you been?
I'm sorry, Mom. I know I should have called, but I lost track of the time. I promise I won't do it again, and I won't watch TV for the rest of the night.
Okay. I appreciate that. Where you been?
Why do you have to know where I was? I'm home and I'm safe.
You're home, you're not safe. Look, I know you twisted your knee and that's slowing you down a little bit. But you're an hour late. And if you don't start talking to me, I'm gonna have to ground you.
Fine, then ground me.
I don't want to.
Then don't.
I won't if you talk.
I'm not.
Then you're grounded.
Fine.
Fine?
Fine.
Fine. You should have told me you were at Jenny's. I'd have believed you.
I was at Jenny's.
Fibber, I called Jenny's.
What's with the teenager?
Oh, man, I don't know. For the last couple of weeks, she's been so secretive. Like she's trying to hide something.
Well, 13-year-old girl could be anything. Problem at school, hair emergency, stock market. Hey, you know who might know something? That new boyfriend of hers.
Boyfriend? Kara's got a boyfriend?
Well, now that I hear it out loud, I wasn't supposed to say anything.
Was the other team?
They didn't show up. What?
Well, I got something to tell you, but I don't want you to freak out.
Oh, the last time one of us said that, you ended up with the house.
Kara has a boyfriend.
Oh, God, here we go again.
Stop overreacting. It's not that big a deal.
Really? Well, when did this all start?
I don't know.
Well, what's his name?
I don't know.
Where'd they meet?
Well, I don't know.
Gee, now I feel silly for overreacting.
It's probably just a crush. Van said that he's a kid that she has lunch with and studies with sometimes. And occasionally they sneak smokes down in his camper.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, no.
Hey, you know who you should tell that joke to?
Who?
Our 18-year-old and her baby.
Relax. She's not going anywhere with this kid until I meet him and his parents. Who knows? We might like him.
What?
You're the good one. Remember that.
Okay. Can I go over to my friend's house to study math?
No. Grounded means you stay here.
Hey, you know, Reba, maybe studying could be the exception. You know, I'd be more than happy to drive her over to her friend's house.
Oh. No, I grounded her. I'm gonna drive her over.
But I want to.
I want to first.
Yeah, but I'm headed that way.
You don't even know which way it is.
It doesn't matter. Which way is it, Kara? She's making a break for it. Oh, hold on there.
You know about Dylan, don't you?
Yeah. And I'll tell you what else I know. This kid better have a job and no prison record. And I'm gonna need a urine sample. Yeah.
Okay, Dad. Mom, I want you to take me.
I knew if I let you talk, she'd choose me.
Remember, you're the good one.
Okay, Mom. Thanks for the ride. Bye.
Wait a minute. I'm coming in, too.
What? No. No, you're not.
Kara, I can't just drop you off without meeting Dylan's parents.
What are you so worried about?
Honey, I don't know the first thing about these people. I mean, they could be drunks or convicts or telemarketers for all I know.
Do you enjoy humiliating me?
It'll be a lot worse if I don't meet them and they catch me going through their trash. Kira, either I go in or nobody does.
Fine, then nobody does.
Fine.
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 Hi.
Sorry. Having a little mother-daughter moment. They're not all tender.
Teenagers. Makes me long for when Dylan was two and was drinking out of the dog's water bowl.
Yeah, I miss when Kira's answer to everything was holding her breath and pulling her dress over her head.
I love my life.
Greg Hewitt, Dylan's dad.
Oh, Reba Hart, Kira's nightmare.
Sorry for the look. I was out back in the garden.
Ah, no big deal. I just came over to meet the parents. Is your wife around?
Actually, it's just me here. Wife and I divorced last year.
Oh, class of 2001. Me too.
Mom, don't you have your brain surgery today?
What she means is I should really be going. And I really should.
No, no, come in for some lemonade.
Well, okay.
Great. I grew the lemons myself.
Wow, that must have saved you thousands of dollars.
Mom, you hate lemonade.
I don't hate lemonade. I'm allergic to it. Shoes, but they're little.
I know. Thanks for driving me home, Mom. Hope I didn't rush you by sitting in the car for half an hour.
I couldn't just leave, Kira. The man was showing me his garden.
Right, because gardens are so rare in a backyard.
Well, I better be going.
Okay. Mom, it's not okay for you to like Dylan's dad.
So you like her little friend's father? Isn't that just a tad inappropriate, Reba?
Yeah, you're a real moral barometer. Goodbye, Barbara Jean.
Well, I didn't mean to insinuate.
Goodbye, Barbara Jean.
Well, you don't have to tell me twice.
Yeah, apparently it's three times. Goodbye, Barbara Jean.
So, you like Dylan's dad?
I don't like him. I just approve of him in a lacking fashion.
And I'm not going to barf. I'm going to vomit in a barfing fashion.
Oh, yeah. Mama's got her groove back.
I didn't do anything. I just had lemonade with the man.
I thought you were allergic to lemonade.
I am. I just hope his dog isn't.
You know what this means, Mom? You're safe dating.
Come again?
Yeah, you're safe dating. You know when you hang out with someone in an innocent setting and there's no pressure because it's not really a date? Ben and I used to safe date all the time.
Not safe enough. Look, Cheyenne, you can think whatever you want. But I'm an adult, and as far as I'm concerned, I spent a few interesting hours with a very interesting man.
Oh, yeah. Mom's got a groove back. We have the cutest baby on the planet, all species included.
Well, except meerkats. Have you ever seen a baby meerkat? You could just eat their little faces.
Is, Van. Elizabeth has your eyes.
No, it's your chin. She has your chin. She's cute because of you.
No, she's cute because of you.
No, you.
No, you.
Thanks for helping me, Jake. We now have our very first vegetable garden. What should we grow?
Candy!
Jake, did you plant Skittles?
Maybe.
Whoops, I forgot.
What?
To tell you when Dylan and his dad are coming over so you won't be caught in a pair of grimy overalls.
What? He's here now?
Yeah. Why are you playing with your hair?
I'm not. I just got an itch. Knock it off! I can't afford a new couch and you're making me want to burn that one.
Tell me we're embarrassing you. We're married.
Trust me, married people don't act like that.
Who is that?
It doesn't matter who that is. Just scoot. Hi, Dylan. Hey, Greg. I wasn't expecting you.
Hey, where's Kira?
She's in there. Be careful of the garden. I have a garden.
Well, I'd love to see it sometime.
Well, it's only dirt until the Skittles come up.
You're growing your own Skittles?
Yeah.
That will save you thousands of dollars. Yeah. It was good seeing you again.
Oh, well, hey, hang on. You offered me a drink. The least I could do is return the favor.
Okay, great.
Okay.
But I've got to warn you, Dylan is going to hate me hanging around here.
Oh, that's too bad. Kira always approves of everything that I do.
Who's this?
This is Greg. Greg, this is Van, my son-in-law.
Dylan's dad. Nice to meet you.
What's up? I'm gonna be right outside, but I could certainly find my way back inside.
I'll call you if I need something.
Yeah, you do that, Craig.
It's Greg.
Really? Well, I got a name too. It's Butt Kicker.
We don't use the kicker part much.
He got his hygienist pregnant. How'd that happen?
Well, he said a slip and fall, but I didn't buy that either.
You know, I'm really glad our kids met.
Me too. We should get them together more often. Oh, I bet they're free Saturday night.
Let's go, Dad.
Dylan, buddy, what's wrong?
Nothing. Can we just go?
Well, I guess, but are you sure that we should...
I don't want to talk about it.
I think we should go.
Well, okay. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for the coffee, Reba.
You bet. Kira, is everything all right?
It's over, okay? He broke up with me.
I don't understand. Everything was going so well.
Maybe Dylan didn't like the fact that you were so friendly with his dad. Maybe he was uncomfortable being on some kind of sick old people, young people double date. And maybe in the future, you'll stay out of my business.
I'm gonna figure out some way to blame this on your dad. Hey guys, where's Kira?
Well, she's in the treehouse, pouting.
She doesn't want to talk to anyone right now.
Well, I want to talk to her. Come on, Van, give me a boost.
Oh, maybe I wasn't clear. She would talk to anyone but you right now.
Well, I gotta do something. I feel awful about all this.
You think you feel bad? If I didn't open my big, fat, stupid mouth about her boyfriend, then that little girl wouldn't be out there with her heart broken. Don't anybody ever tell me anything again.
I love his passion.
Poor Kara. These things seem like the end of the world at her age.
Mom, she's 13. They would have broken up in a week anyway. Trust me, she's gonna be okay.
Well, I sure hope so.
But you, you're in big trouble.
Me?
Yeah. You just lost your safe date. And at your age, dating is a big numbers game. And the pool of available men is shrinking for you. It's not even a pool anymore, Ma. It's like a puddle.
First off, thank you. And second, I'm done with Greg and his lemonade. I've already caused enough trouble.
Mom, it's okay if you're scared.
I'm not scared.
No, it's okay. I mean, think about it. The only guy you've ever been with walked out on you. I'd be terrified if Van did that to me. And my pool is still huge.
Yeah, and you've got that baby as man bait.
Look, Mom, Kira and Dylan are history, but you are still using them as an excuse to hide from this guy.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. There's nothing you can do about Kira and Dylan, but if you still want to see Greg, you can. You're just going to have to risk getting hurt again. So to recap, the puddle is small. Give him a call.
I guess you're surprised I gave you a call. I hate to admit it, but it's a little awkward for me, too.
Miss Hart, I have soccer practice in an hour.
I'll make it fast. I just want you to know that your dad and I are not going to hang out anymore so you and Kara can get back together.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, hey, Kara.
Dylan, hi.
Hey, honey.
Your mom called. She says it's cool if we get back together.
Back together? You did that?
Yep. And this time, I'm gonna stay out of the way. Hey, I'll be in the kitchen if you need me.
So will I. One sec.
One sec.
What are you doing?
I fixed everything. Dylan wants to go out with you.
Of course he does. I'm the one who dumped him.
What?
I don't like him anymore, Mom. He's a huge crybaby. At first, I thought he was sensitive, but he cries at everything. He cries at the drop of a hat. I mean, literally, he dropped his hat and burst into tears.
But you told me you guys broke up because of me and Greg.
Yeah, I lied. I just did that to scare you off so you wouldn't get involved in my life anymore. Which obviously worked like a charm.
I'm your mother. I will always get involved in your life.
Good. Because Dylan's out there and somebody has to break up with him. Be strong, Mom.
Well, this is awkward. Hey.
Hey. Where's Kara?
Dylan. Hi. Sometimes, Dylan, things happen in life that are bad, but later you look back and they're still bad. But at least you're looking back.
Are you breaking up with me?
No.
You are? You're breaking up with me. Why?
No, Dylan, it's not you. It's Kara. Think of this as a good thing. She's mean.
I can't believe this.
Okay, Dylan, look. Honey, I know it's hard.
Hey, Chief, I thought you had soccer.
Not going.
What's with him?
Dylan and Kara broke up. Again. I'm sorry about this.
Ah, poor kid. Love's tough, huh?
Yeah.
But you know what? In the long run, I'd rather he take the risk and have his heart broken than maybe miss out on something great.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that, because there's, that gives me a chance to say something that I think is kind of important.
What is it?
I'm allergic to lemonade.
Really? I had other stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the weirdest thing. Ever since I was a little kid, do you want to go out with me?
Huh?
I said, ever since I was a little kid, do you want to go out with me? Because it's a numbers thing, and it's, the puddle is small.
I'd love to go out with you.
Woo! I took a big chance there. Scary. Glad that's over with. I'm all sweaty.
Well, I'm glad you did, because I was afraid I wasn't going to see you anymore.
Well, you could have asked me out.
I know, but ever since Karen abandoned me, I've just had zero self-confidence.
Well, that's something we can talk about over dinner. Where should we go?
You know, now that we're dating, I feel like I can finally let this out. I am so tired of being brave.
Well, Chili's is nice.
She hurt me so bad.
Okay, let it out, big feller. Well, so much for being scared. I asked him out and he said yes.
Score!
Then he cried tears of joy all over my favorite blouse.
The dad cries too?
What a bunch of freaks.
Yeah, it turns out men crying is only attractive in theory. Where are you going?
To study.
She met a new boy at school.
Oh, no! I did it again! Why didn't she tell me? Damn, this open, trusting face!
Well, I hope this new kid's father is ugly.
Me.